Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
That's right, your super host. And you know what? We still are getting feedback, too, from Tony Horton, who we had on, for P90X that he invented. So continue. Go to our website. Keep pinging us. We'll ask the questions. Just so exciting. I mean, we just had the CEO of Firehouse of America. I mean, who doesn't know those subs? There's only over 1,000 locations. And later on in the show, we're going to have the developer and innovator of ARP, Wave Neuro Therapy Treatment, Dennis Thompson. So wait till you hear about ARP and what it's doing and how it's helping so many people. Just so exciting. But let's go ahead and let's talk about our next hero. 30-year veteran of the healthcare industry, he presides over 1.7 million Arizona members and over, you ready for this, 6,000 employees among its four lines of business, in addition to New Mexico. That's right. We have Dave Elizeta, CEO of United Healthcare. You can reach him at UHC.com. Now, Dave, that's a huge responsibility. With all that's going on, really, what is a typical day of a CEO of United Healthcare of Arizona and New Mexico?
Well, Dave, first, thanks for having me here today. There are no typical days. Every day is a little bit different. It wouldn't be right if I didn't explain that I share those duties with several other important CEOs that cover various lines of business. But all in all, I'd say the most important thing that happens throughout the day is focused on how do you build relationships that are going to help people live healthier lives, whether it's with physicians or employers or the individuals themselves.
And what is the secret to living a healthier life?
Boy, isn't that a good one. I think it comes down to how engaged are you in your healthcare? What are you going to take ownership and be accountable for in your own lifestyle and ways that you can improve your health and stay on top of things?
I mean, you're a good-looking guy. You're healthy. What do you eat for breakfast?
Yeah, well, you need glasses. What do I eat for breakfast? You know, not too different from anybody else. Cup of coffee, maybe a nice smoothie in the morning is usually how I get going.
Excellent. Well, I got to tell you, I got to ask you the crystal ball question because this has been coming in prior to our interview of people who listened to the show when they found out you were coming on. What is the biggest change you see coming to the healthcare industry today, or what is the greatest opportunity? Because it's very hard to find specific information because every day we read something and it talks about something new, something different, something changing in the healthcare industry.
You know, the healthcare industry is at a point where, and it has been at this point for the last couple of years, where it's really trying to redefine itself. And as an individual, I think the way you look at the healthcare industry is more how it affects you. And what happens in Washington, D.C. is certainly going to have an effect on people. Nobody really knows what that's going to be, whether the Affordable Care Act is repealed or not, or to what extent it is. But I get back to what I said earlier. I really, truly think that an individual that has any sort of concern about the healthcare industry needs to pretty much focus on what's important to them. How can they engage in their own health and become a better consumer? People are great consumers when it comes to buying a pair of shoes. They'll go to four different, my wife will go to four or five different stores only to go back to the first one to get the best deal, the shoe she wants. People don't do that with healthcare.
You're right. Now, Dave, you've been in the healthcare industry for so long. I mean, 30-year veteran in the healthcare industry. You're now a CEO of United Healthcare Arizona, New Mexico, clearly one of the, top of the game and stuff. But at what point did you know and say, hey, this is what I'm going to do for a living. This is the industry that I'm going to stay in. This is the industry I'm dedicated to.
It started early. You know, I'm one of those, you know, it took me 30 years to be an overnight success type person. But the healthcare industry has always been appealing to me because it really is focused on relationships. That's one thing I enjoy. One thing I think I'm fairly decent at doing is building relationships. I enjoy meeting new people. It started early on. It was really the people I was working with and the people I was working for that drove my interest and developed my interest in healthcare.
Excellent, excellent. Well, you're listening to Alliance's Heroes with me, David Kogan. Be a hero. Go to where entrepreneurs align. Be part of the community. Go to alliances.com. That's E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com. You may have an opportunity to meet the CEO of United Healthcare of Arizona and New Mexico, who we're interviewing now, Dave Elizeta at United Healthcare. You can reach him at UHC.com by going to alliances.com, E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com. Now, Dave, you're a family man, and I'm sure your family is very important to you, but how do you recharge and relax? I mean, again, you've got a lot of pressure. 1.7 million Arizona members you're responsible for, 6,000 employees, which is really more of like 15 to 20,000 because you're responsible for them, their family members, their children, their cousins, their lovers, their mothers, and everyone else. What do you do to relax?
I enjoy working out. My wife and I love walking around. We live in Old Town. We walk around Old Town, discovering new restaurants and having fun. Just while we're in here, we also have all our family up in Las Vegas. So I have three kids and four grandkids that we spend a lot of time with as well.
Now, United Healthcare spends $2.9 billion annually on technology and innovation. Let me repeat that, $2.9 billion. I just like saying the billion. What changes do you see within healthcare, though, specifically in the technology area? Because it still seems that it's so ripe for it and that we still don't have all the right technology for it.
You're absolutely right. I think the medical industry, again, trying to redefine itself, if you put the medical industry technology up against some of the other industries that are out there, whether it's car manufacturing and autopilot, auto-driving cars, I think in some ways medical industry is still in the dark ages. We've got a long ways to go. I think it's more than just what's the next app for that for your phone that's going to drive, how healthcare evolves to a more technologically interactive type of an industry. So we have a ways to go. The $2.9 billion that United Healthcare, really it's United Health Group spends, that's what's spent to keep up with what's coming on. That's what's spent to provide the additional security that we have to have in our systems to protect your personal information.
Mm. Now, United Healthcare Group's Do Good, Live Well initiatives and raise awareness regarding United Healthcare's Children Foundation. Now, if you were talking to a group of children about business and healthcare, what would you want them to take away from the discussion?
Healthcare is very personal. I think it is important that no matter what sector of healthcare you get into, it's important to remember that it's the individual that needs to be kept front and center. You're going to be talking about friends and family and neighbors, people you see in school, people you see in the grocery store. These are all the people who are out there using the services that we provide, and we have to keep that in mind at all times.
And we're talking with Dave, the CEO of United Healthcare Arizona and New Mexico. You could reach him at UHC.com. Now, Dave, 30 years in the industry, of all the various positions, jobs that you've had within healthcare, what do you remember most about? Most specifically?
Well, again, it sounds redundant, but it's the relationships. I got a chance to spend about 10 years working in our Medicare division and, interacting with, the seniors, which I'm quickly approaching myself. That was probably one of the most enjoyable parts of my career, notwithstanding what I'm doing today, of course, but enlightening, got to hear some great stories, develop some great friendships with some of the people who've been around for a long time.
Excellent, excellent. Well, fantastic. Well, Dave, you have dedicated your life to protecting the health of many. You strive for the needs of children and everyone. That's a hero. Dave Elizeta, CEO, United Healthcare, Arizona and New Mexico. Go to UHC.com, and this is David Kogan with the Alliances. And when we return, we're going to have the developer and an innovator of ARP Wave Neural Therapy Treatment, David Kogan with Alliances.